Welcome everyone. This is a different kind of episode from the actual episodes which we usually do.
So we have called it bonus. Bonus in the sense...
Is it bonus for us or is it bonus for the listeners?
Yeah, you can take it on. It's bonus for both the sides. It's a win-win.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's gonna be the experiences we have faced in our lives. And we're gonna just put it in a podcast. They're not gonna be our proper, Nintendo... podcasts. It's okay. Just gonna be
so much more less commercial.
Yeah, less commercial.
As if the other episodes are very commercial.
Hey, degrading our podcast, man.
Okay, we are a big deal now.
Yeah, we are a big deal. And congrats on the latest football episode.
You know, it's actually kind of disappointing. We thought it would reach much more greater heights. But
our other episodes have reached heights, so...
It's okay. We have to accept...
defeats?
It's not a defeat, but...
Dips.
Dips.
Yeah. Sometimes we be the bull and sometimes we be the bear.
Yeah. Stalk up and down. Yeah. Okay, so what are we here to discuss today?
The last bonus was yours. So this is gonna be my bonus. We are gonna talk about my first ever batch trip, which was to Chikmagalur. Yeah, we went to Chikmagalur.
Yeah, my 12th grade batch trip was in Chikmagalur.
So you went to Chikmagalur when you were a child?
I was technically still a child when I came into college also. So late puberty. Can't blame me. Yeah, something like that.
How many of them were there with you?
Around 200?
I guess it was both science and commerce combined, right?
Yeah, so it was 200. It was not combined. It was definitely not combined because they specifically made it a rule that boys should be separate and girls should be separate. So you cannot use the word combined there. But yeah, it was technically around 200,
so
250 people.
We were around 60 of them, 58 odds. And it was a very good experience. So I wanted to put it in our podcast as a bonus here.
Do you think your batch people are going to listen to this?
Yeah, surely they're gonna listen to this.
What if they don't? Because this podcast is only for them. So our target audience has been reduced. So this is a very special episode.
No man, this podcast is gonna reach Chikmagalur too.
Oh yeah, yeah, sure.
It's gonna reach Europe too.
I mean, we've reached Europe, but we've not reached Chikmagalur. Yeah, okay. So that's the case. So our major aim now is to reach Chikmagalur. We are podcast.
Yeah, it was a pretty good experience then. It's been three and odd weeks my hostel mates, they had planned this trip all together, and I mean they're taken care of every single things there, so I wanna give them
credits
to doing taking that responsibility.
The planning part of it.
Yeah. I was out of that responsibility. I can even thank them for that too.
So what did you do?
No, I just went
there.
You
just went there and did
chilled.
Okay.
And
so when did you guys leave? Was it on a Friday?
Actually, we left on... I guess it was Saturday. I don't guess, but it was on a Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday early morning. You know, that typical Indian tradition, doing puja to the bus and all.
Oh, yeah.
Safety
purposes.
Yeah, totally safety purposes. We had just one driver. But it's okay, Chikmagalur is not that far, so one driver is more than enough. Yeah, we had put all our lives in his hand.
Okay.
And you know, that bus was quite weird.
Why do you say so?
I guess the engine was connected to the speakers.
Wait a minute!
Okay.
So whenever the driver revved the bus, there was a weird sound coming out of the speaker. That's quite weird, but it's okay. You are a law student, I'm a medical student, we don't have to dive into physics here.
That's true.
Yeah, bus journey was quite good.
So this was combined, no? Like, please tell me it was combined.
Yeah, it was combined.
Like with Yaman there.
Oh, guys were just 20. Other the rest were the girls, man.
Oh shit, nice. two is to three ratio.
No, don't take
you.
People into wrong assumptions.
Actually, it was 1:3. My bad.
I'm telling you, right? Like, we are out of physics, maths.
Yeah, we don't have to deal with maths also.
Yeah. We had to halt in a lodge just to freshen up. It was in Hasan. You know Hasan?
Yeah, obviously.
This podcast is gonna reach that.
Yeah, that's our next destination. Target audience of Hasan.
Yeah. We reached Hasan. People look too beautiful. Have you heard Ed Sheeran's Beautiful People song?
Yeah.
That was running in my mind, seeing everyone there. when everyone got like hopped into the bus, they were all like, oh, should we go?
Mm.
Couldn't we sleep back, go to the hostel and sleep back? But after after that halt, everyone were like, okay,
get
up. Nah, let's go Chikmagalur, let's go to some trekking thing.
Excited.
Yeah, they were excited. So that changed even my mindset, because even I was too tired after that Bangalore to Hassan journey was quite tiring, and because of that engine connected speakers too. And the place I was sitting, above my head there was bass also.
Oh, okay. So the vibes changed after that halt.
Yeah, the vibes totally changed, and we had our breakfast there too. We reached Chikmagalur. You have also been to Chikmagalur. Have you been to that Siri Cafe?
No.
No.
I don't know. I never really cared for the place. I've just been to the peaks. And I was actually very deeply involved in the nature part of Chikmagalur, not the...
Yeah, I saw your snaps and Instagram stories. You were totally wet.
I wish.
Because of the fog.
I wish, yeah.
Yeah. You had never been to that Siri Cafe.
I think they took us there, but I'm not quite sure that I remember it.
You were with Siri.
She was one of my classmates though, but I was not with her. Moving on.
So Siri Cafe, it's famous for its coffee. It's
I wouldn't know. I'm not a fan of coffee.
Why?
You
do shots.
No, I don't need caffeine to get me going. I have me to get me going. Yeah. That was a punchline.
Okay, then Siri Cafe, we are done with Siri Cafe. We had, the bus journey ended there. I mean, the one-way journey ended there. We had to hop onto jeeps. You know, one special thing about Chikmagalur, it's that they have like, even now they have that old vintage Thars.
Okay.
The Mahindra Thars, they still have that and in proper condition. Yeah, the drivers too, man. I think they should, if there's some auditions going on for Formula One, they should try that.
Okay.
We have that Kannadigara Sangha. We had even taken some Karnataka flags with us.
Hey, what is this groupism and non-secularism you're doing? Like, what is this? Regionalism?
It's fine. It's fine. But we had our Karnataka flags, man. Be proud. You are also a Kannadiga.
I'm really proud. I was just pulling a leg.
Yeah.
It's only like, I would like to make a point here. It's only like discrimination when you put the other whatever things down and then take your part up. It's not like when you're a fan of one thing, it's not like you can't celebrate that.
Keep your lot to yourself, man.
Okay. Going on.
You know, bound those flags to our jeeps, and every jeep had a flag. So when we were going, other people there also, they used to shout out Jai Karnataka. You know, that creates a vibe there. Even those people would be tired climbing up the mountains. So we were even giving energy to them too. So we are a good group. You got that?
Yeah.
We just didn't get wet going to the top of the hill.
Hey, I mean, are you going to blame me for that?
It happened that our jeep, I guess, was the worst conditioned jeep there. And our driver was the worst driver there.
Oh.
He was, what do you call in proper local terms, elbowed.
Oh, okay. You know, right?
So he used to switch off the jeep in between.
Oh, shit.
Top, that too uphill.
Mm-hmm.
And that jeep wouldn't start again.
Oh, that's very risky.
No, that's not very risky. The risky thing is we had to push it. Oh. We people had to push it.
Like get down and...
Yeah, oh. Get down and push it. That time, that was a good experience. We have pushed that jeep like many times. Yeah, we reached the top of the peak of, not Mulayanagiri, Baba Budangiri. I guess you had been to Mulayanagiri.
Yeah, and Baba Budangiri too.
Okay, but both are the same. Both are hills. Both are hills. As we got to know the flowers there, you know what flowers?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah, what? Which one?
Are you testing my GK?
Yeah, tell me.
It's the fuck, the one which blooms in 12 once in 12 years.
Yeah, well, which is that? It's called Neel Kurunji.
Oh, yeah, sure. Neel Kurunji.
Neel Kurunji.
Yeah.
That's the flower. We just went to see the flowers. And
did you get some back?
Yeah, I got some back, and I'd kept it in my room in front of the Saraswati which I have on my table.
Oh.
But after 3-4 days, that dried up and it started to seem like green stuff, you mean?
Oh, got it.
The greens. It started to seem like that. And I thought keeping that there would get me into trouble.
Then so what happened on the second day?
You just jumped on the second day. I'm just in the first day itself.
Okay, but okay.
Oh, you want to have a
I want
chapter two?
No, I want
bonus
something.
Chapter two?
I want something like spicy, like some spicy content. What happened in your entire trip? Like some scenes or, you know, incidents or dramas or give me something. Okay, you mean like the bonding sessions?
The Mulangiri and all, there, some spicy things happened there.
We were kids, as you told us. We were still kids back then. So there was no drama.
There were no kids in love?
I don't know. Okay, moving on.
You have some weird incident happened there?
No, you're the guest here and this is your episode. This is your bonus episode.
Oh, you don't want to steal my thunder?
Yeah, exactly.
We finished our, you know, that photo shoots on the hilltops. You have seen my pictures, I look good.
Yeah, I mean, oh, decent.
yeah, at least I was not wet. Like,
oh, okay.
Totally drenched in mist.
Why are you hellbound on that same point?
Okay. Jerry Falls. You've been there?
I mean, yeah, I've been to lots of falls.
No, Jerry Falls.
Yeah, I think so. Because Jerry means falls itself. So
no,
why is
Jerry
that?
A... means sprinkling, man.
Yeah, sprinkling water. So it's Jerry Falls.
Jerry Falls is famous. It's a famous waterfall.
I've been to. Okay, fine. You don't know. I've been to that Abbey Falls. Abbey Falls. Abbey Falls. Sorry. Abbey Falls.
Yeah. And the good thing there was, we had to trek down there. The trek was quite adventurous. And maybe many people had leech bites.
Including you?
Nah, I got it in the resort.
You still have that experience. You can like take that off your bucket list now.
We just saw the falls, just made some snaps. We came back to the place where we started the trek. And the worst part was, the short adventurous trek we had, we couldn't go uphill again.
Take another different route
to reach the place where we started. And that was way too hectic. We were so tired by the time we reached there. And all the jeeps had arrived there. But our jeep driver, asshole guy, was not there. We had to go get him to take us. You know, we went back to our camps. It was a really good place, man.
It's where, okay, I believe you. You don't have to sell it to me.
You stayed in hotels, right?
Yeah. I kind of... Yes.
Yeah, the 2-star hotel.
It was 3-star.
Okay. Okay, but this was a very good camp. It had a campfire place, everything. Do you have a campfire?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, no.
You had some DJ night where they played.
Oh yeah, DJ night.
Where they played just lights. Huh?
Yeah. No, actually, it started raining, so we had to take shelter and all.
We had our campfire. Some events happened in the campfire. People danced. I mean, you know, the spicy thing which you.
Just dancing is not spicy.
Then what else do you want?
Never mind. My threshold for spiciness is very weird and very high.
The coordinators were who had coordinated the trip. 2 or 3 guys who were called the safety coordinators.
Okay.
So I guess they never let that spice thing to ever come close. There were quite a good few events going on in the campfire. The next day was quite a BT. You know what's BT?
Yeah. What? Hey, come on, man. I really know.
You're a Christ guy, so
yeah.
Lots of BTs. Because we were ready on time, but our breakfast wasn't ready. We had to leave the place. We had to leave that place at 7:30, but we left that place at 10:30. Just imagine how much time we just wasted there. Yeah, Z point we could have gone, but there's some other reason where for which we didn't go there. Because we heard that there were a lot of leeches there, and people going there just came back because there were lots of leeches. People couldn't go there, so we had to cancel that point. But we thought if we go to Mulangiri on a Sunday, there would be quite a good amount of traffic, and we couldn't see Mulangiri. That's why we had to go to some other place. I mean, there's a famous, they call it famous, I don't know, a botanical garden, they say. We had to take a long road route to go there. So especially me, I was like literally dead until by the time we reached there. Because that jeep
all drained out.
Yeah. all drained down. Then that botanical garden view, took some pictures there. Then one incident happened. A friend of mine, he lost his wallet.
Oh,
in the jeep itself.
Some spice now.
Oh man. In the jeep itself. I mean, before we go to that botanical garden, he lost his wallet there. And he had quite a good amount of money in that. Then while we were going back, he noticed that his wallet isn't there. So we went back to the botanical garden just to search for the wallet. We didn't get. Then we came back. In the jeep also, it wasn't there. As we were going back to the other place which we had to see another falls, the wallet fell on my leg.
Oh.
So it was behind my seat, okay?
Okay.
That asshole driver guy, I guess he is the one who had taken the money.
Oh.
I mean, he had taken the wallet and he had kept it under the seat.
Okay.
The wallet fell on my leg. Then I was so happy seeing the wallet. I like on cloud nine. But when the guy saw inside the wallet,
no, there was no money.
Obviously, man, there was just some change kept there. Just went, saw another falls.
Mm.
I guess it was Kalahatti Falls. I don't know. Not familiar with the name, but it was a decent falls with a temple in it. Yeah, we went back to our resort, had our lunch. Later, we started heading back to Hasan. Had a lunch in Hasan. I mean, not the same hotel, but I guess it was a 3-star hotel. Then, you know, we reached Bangalore around 2 in the morning. Monday morning, 2 o'clock. There were quite a few incidents which happened there, which is not coming to my mind. But I just hope we could have recorded this even earlier.
Shared
much more information. But yeah, for a bonus episode, this is a decent travel podcast. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, enjoyable experiences. Isn't that what everything is all about? Okay, time to end the episode now. Anything else you want to share with your batch?
Anything else with my batch? We have quite a good name for our batch. It's called the Mavericks. We the Mavericks. I guess we should make more memories like this.
Yes, that's all it's all about.
Bonus episode ends here. Bonus episode number 2. This is Ishwar and Asha behind the mic, and we'll be seeing you all very soon.